Current state on 90.5 WKAR. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mark Bayshore. Here on Current State, we do lots of reporting on environmental programs and policies in the Great Lakes region, but it's always good to remember that taking care of our waters often happens because someone decides to fight pollution one empty bottle at a time. That's happening in Jackson this coming weekend. The Grand River Environmental Action Team, or GREAT, is holding its annual cleanup of the Grand River in Jackson this Saturday. Current State's Melissa Benmark spoke with GREAT's Jim Seitz about what kind of team they usually bring to the river cleanup.
Last year we had 137 volunteers show up. Probably over half of them were not members of our organization. And we had 28 boats on the river, and we did 12 miles of the river in Jackson County.
And what makes the river in Jackson County unique in terms of the kind of human waste that you find, garbage and that kind of thing in it?
Grand River, the longest river in the state of Michigan, starts in Jackson County. So it's a very small river as we're in the headwaters. And we have a big population, the city of Jackson, sitting on that river with more street bridges, and also south of town, a lot of dirt road bridges and et cetera. It makes it easy for people to throw their garbage of all kinds of items into the river very easily because they're not big bridges and there's not people always around to see it.
How do you think the garbage problem in the years you've been doing this, which is how many years have you personally been involved?
I've been involved since the beginning of the organization 24 years ago.
How has the contents of the river in terms of what you pull out of it changed? Would you say it's worse, better in that 24-year time span?
I think we're making progress. The type of items we pull out today is somewhat different than before. There's been an increase in tires in recent years because of the fees that are charged when people take them in, and maybe a stockpile of old tires that people have around. We've even seen some TVs in recent years because of the changes there in technology. But we do see less glass. We see more floating items. In the town, we've made a lot of progress removing the big items, actually through the river throughout the county. We don't see that stuff being put back in. And that would be items like chairs and furniture and bicycles and shopping carts and basketball backboards and just people that want to get rid of big stuff. We're seeing less of that probably.
So you go out in canoes to collect this. I mean, I can imagine somebody with, you know, a garbage bag and pulling, you know, plastic bottles out of the water. But what do you do if in a canoe you come across a couch or a TV? How do you get something big like that out of there?
Well, sometimes we have to get other sources to get the item out. And several years ago, I know they had some winches they used, and they ran them down through the streets of railroad tracks, and Jackson was able to heist them out. But it's surprising what you can put into a canoe. We can get a lot of tires in there, and even including some big ones we have in the past, like the farm ones. In some places, we paddle the canoes where the water is deeper and just get out where there's items of trash and load it, big or small. Other places, we push the canoes where the river's not as deep and use them as a barge. And in a few other places, we just walk the banks. But it's difficult to walk the banks with all the vegetation and brush and et cetera.
What's kind of the worst thing that you hope you won't have to run into during the garbage pickup after you've been doing it for 24 years? Animals or certain kinds of garbage? Or what's kind of the worst-case scenario there?
In my opinion, the worst thing to get is something like a couch or a mattress because it just absorbs all that water, and it's very, very heavy. And you just take several people to haul it out and get it on the bank, let the water drain, and then find a way to get it out of there. A lot of times we can get it back into the canoe. A lot of our volunteers have been cadets from the Junior ROTC program, which is run through the Intermediate School District. And these kids are 16, 18 years old, and they're very disciplined, even though they come from a variety of backgrounds, not the traditional student often. But they get out there and they just love to get in the water, and nothing is too big a challenge for them.
So you're harnessing some of that youthful energy there.
Yes, we get anywhere from 40 to about 80 of those students.
How do you get word out to people who aren't members of your organization about the cleanup and where they should show up and that kind of thing?
Well, we have press releases in the various newspapers and radio and TV media. We have flyers we put up. We do have 160 members that we send things out to, and then other organizations pick up on that, and like the Upper Grand River Watershed Alliance and Dalhem Nature Conservancy here in Jackson and et cetera will publicize as well.
You mentioned apparently industrial waste is not as big of a problem as it once had been. Why do you think that is?
I think there's two reasons. There's less industry on the river today, as there is, you know, a lot of places across the country. And I think the industries are there because of their personal responsibility, and regulations just don't use a river as a way to get rid of waste. Not just, we're talking about the chemical waste and E. coli type things, but also the physical objects that a lot of times they just tossed at the end of their property over the bank near or in the river. We did have a company, and I really don't remember who it was, but there were some workers on a third shift, and they were playing games with these carts with wheels on them, and somehow they were ending up in the river. And after we found a few of them in there, we reported it to the company, and the officials were shocked, upset, apologized. They weren't aware that behavior was going on. So I think that's today what you run into. There are people that you in the companies that are taking an interest, and if they find something that's coming from their business that shouldn't be, you know, they're going to listen and react.
Part of your interest, I understand, in this is that you do a fair bit of paddling yourself. Are you a canoeist or a kayaker, or what's your involvement there?
Yes, I've been canoeing since I was a young kid in Boy Scouts and YMCA activities in northwestern Pennsylvania. And I also fished, you know, a fair amount then and some now. I just enjoy being on the water, especially rivers or creeks. They're quite exciting. But the lakes around here are very good, too. And we have a lot of variety in Jackson County. We have three major rivers that start here, the Grand River, the North Branch of the Kalamazoo River, and the River Raisin. All come out of here. Three different watersheds going to two different Great Lakes.
Oh, I didn't realize they went to two of them.
Yeah, the River Raisin goes to Lake Erie, and the other two go to Lake Michigan.
Well, finally, in terms of getting younger folks interested in the whole paddling and river care kind of thing, how do you see that? Is the age of the video game kind of taking away potential paddlers, or do you see some younger people starting to kind of come up through the ranks who are also interested in getting out on the river?
That's a good question. Our membership has the whole range of the age spectrum. We have people in their 20s. We have the middle age. We have several people that are around my age, retired people. And we seem to be attracting members, new members, every year from these three age groups. So I'm optimistic. Kayaking has become very popular because it's a pretty easy thing to learn to do. It's easier than having two people in a canoe with different responsibilities, a person in the bow and the stern and trying to work together and communicate. But I'm not going to downplay canoes because we need them to put the trash in when we work the river, or to go out and chainsaw the river to prepare the river for our cleanups and our paddles.
Now, this next question is totally off the cuff, and you don't have to answer it if you don't want to, but I've heard that besides putting up wallpaper, the number one thing that married couples should never do together is canoe, because someone's going to get yelled at in the front of the boat. What's your take on that?
That's true. I've heard there's always a potential for divorce. My response is that usually what you see is the man in the stern and the woman in the bow. And the person in the stern is responsible for steering the boat. The person in the bow is supposed to be the power and the strength and at times help out the person in the stern with what they tell them to, like switch to this side or do this or that. So I guess oftentimes it's us males that get blamed, especially males that have never paddled before. And actually when they race tandem canoes in mixed couples, the woman is the one in the back steering, and in charge, so to speak, and the man with the power is up front in the bow. But 9 out of 10 times when you see couples paddling, it's the opposite, and they just don't know much about canoeing. And I try to refrain from making comments, but a few times I've had to make a comment.
Well, that was very tactful and also kind of interesting from the standpoint of, you know, maybe folks should just try switching places occasionally and see how it goes.
Yes.
Well, Jim Seitz, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck with the cleanup. I hope the weather holds for you.
All right. Very, very good. I appreciate the opportunity to do this, and hope to see a lot of you on the river at various times.
For Current State, I'm Melissa Benmark.